I don't need any love. I know he loves me a lot. He shows that he loves me. So I don't doubt. And what I learned is that material things doesn't matter. The love is the matter.
25-year-old Bakanyile Soyia grew up in the Eastern Cape town of Mount Frere. When she was 12 years old, she relocated to Vredenburg in the Cape West Coast, where she completed her schooling. Her dad works there and the family currently still lives in the town. She explains how in 2016, she started feeling ill.
I had headache, terrible headache. So I started going to the clinic and they said that my high blood was too high. They sent me to Vredenburg Hospital. So they booked on 2017, January here in Goderskil. So I went there to the clinic for the high blood, but then it was too late. So they transferred me to the renal for my dialysis.
Following 6 years of treatment and renal dialysis, Bakanyile underwent kidney transplantation surgery at Groteskier Hospital just over a week ago on Wednesday, the 31st of August. The agony of seeing his daughter battling end-stage kidney disease and the thought that she might lose her life prompted Bakanyile's father, 47-year-old Cedric Soyia, to donate one of his kidneys to his daughter. Cedric spoke to Eyewitness News following the successful surgery.
There's no one must to help to impair my kidney, so my decision I said must give way.
And how did you feel before the operation?
I was scared for this, yeah. But now I feel righteous.
Bakanyile is thankful for all the support she's received throughout this extremely challenging journey.
It was not easy. So I feel so sad. I didn't understand for the first time, yes. But when the time goes, I was fine, understand everything, accepting. Nene staff always encouraging, and the doctors, even the social workers, and some people who are close to me, like friends and family, that encouraged me. So that gave me hope.
Lungile Hlakhudi is a social work supervisor and has been working at Groteskier Hospital's renal unit for the past 30 years. Lungi provides support and guides patients who've been diagnosed with end-stage renal failure.
Where I fit in within the multidisciplinary team is to do the psychosocial assessment to ascertain whether the patient does qualify for transplantation that they require, whether it's liver, whether it's heart, whether it's lung, whether it's renal. So I do those assessments. Every Thursday at 12 o'clock, there's what is called combined renal assessment meeting. That meeting is composed of the multidisciplinary team, social work, dietitian, technologist, your medical doctors, the nursing personnel, where we make decisions who must get transplant and who mustn't get. And there are reasons that are given on that as well.
Through this platform, people who need the life-saving option are given organs from the country's donated organs pool. This differs from the living-related donor process, which saw Bakanyile's father donate one of his kidneys to a relative. However, different to Bakanyile and her father Cedric's story is the aspect of kidney transplantation in HIV-positive patients. A pioneering transplant surgeon who's advocated for more people to have access to these life-saving interventions is the Dean of Stellenbosch University's Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, Professor Almi Miller. In 2008, Miller and her surgical team performed the world's first HIV-to-HIV kidney transplant at Groteskier Hospital.
When I started working in the field, HIV-positive patients didn't qualify for dialysis. So it was a group of young, economically active people with nothing else wrong with them because generally they only had HIV. They didn't have heart failure. They didn't have chest issues. They only had this infection. And it was very disturbing to me to think that they were turned down for both dialysis and transplantation while, in my view, they were reasonable candidates for these treatment modalities. So I started working on a plan to give them HIV-positive organs from HIV-positive donors. And that was something that would have expanded the pool of organs and would have given them a unique opportunity to get a transplant.
The Organ Donor Foundation has urged more South Africans to register and become donors. For patients like Bakanyile, organ donation affords them the chance to live a more meaningful life filled with dreams and aspirations for tomorrow.
My aunt, his sister, asked him. Then they discussed about that. Then he said, no, we can call the hospital. he will do everything. I was anxious and scared for him and happy at the same time. It was mixed emotion. So happy. I'm very, very, and I appreciate him so much.
Cedric Sohiai explains, seeing his daughter now following the transplant surgery makes his decision worth it.
Because when I feel it right before, I could be like kidneys, yeah.
Before I wasn't feeling okay, but now I'm feeling better. Now that I've taken out the kidney, as you can see here, she's fine, she's happy, and she's all smiles.
Kevin Drunk, Eyewitness News.